It's your Morning Buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
John Legend was one on Watch What Happens Live. He has also been featured on the 6 or 7 part documentary of Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I was surprised to see him, but I was like, all right, well, I mean, here's another R&B singer who's outing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his reasoning why he wanted to do this documentary. If you haven't seen it already,
you've got to
very
watch
disturbing.
It.
You get very angry after you see it. Yep. A lot of people, especially at R. Kelly. Here's John Legend.
I wonder how he's still out in public right now.
But I'll just tell people the reason why I did it. One, I'm friends with the director. Her name is Dream Hampton. She's awesome. We worked together on ending mass incarceration. I respect her work a lot. And she asked me to do it, and so I said yes. Another reason I wanted to do it, because I have good friends that were part of the Mute R. Kelly movement. They were literally marching on the streets, and they work with a lot of black girls in Chicago who are often overlooked. And so I knew that as a celebrity that I could lend my voice to something that would highlight these young people who have been hurt and give them a voice and make sure they're heard. And so I said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for him. I'm surprised more people didn't do it, honestly.
So, you know? And for those people who haven't seen it and they're wondering what's going on, a lot of underage girls. That's the biggest problem here. I mean, there are some girls, but the majority of these cases that people are like, that R. Kelly is affected, underage, like just hundreds upon hundreds, maybe even thousands after this documentary. So there's John Legend. We have some other trending stuff here.
Yeah,
it looks like
Prince Harry. Yeah, Prince Harry has given up booze and caffeine during Meghan Markle's pregnancy, which, let me tell you something, that is tough, because when I was pregnant with Tingy, I stopped drinking coffee, and that was, I'm not kidding you, that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But you know, you got to think about when you got a baby in your belly and you're like, should I be pumping him full of caffeine? He's going to be high strung anyways, because mommy's high strung and daddy's high strung. So anyways, I think that it's sweet that Prince Harry, because I'm guessing Meghan Markle has probably also given up booze and caffeine.
Right.
So he's just trying to support her. And I think that that's really sweet. That's a good husband.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm going to do when Emily gets pregnant.
Really?
No.
Oh, I can't wait to be with you in the morning.
No,
you've had no coffee.
No. Why would I not drink coffee? I mean, what?
That's what you were going to do whenever Emily got pregnant.
All right. Well, maybe. Do I have time to think about it?
No, you already said it.
That was your Morning Buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.